Being 11 was an age where my major childhood revolved around being invisible and non-existent in general. Or else I was busy fooling around ringing random doorbells of random strangers. Because that's how typical childhood looks like. But so as to break the stereotype, we the semicolon community has brought up the first episode of Dave Talks, a part of semicolon, with my very, very, very young, just 11-year-old friend, Parthan. So please, big round of applause for our new friend, Mr. Parth.
Okay, so my name is Parth. My age is 11. And I know some programming languages such as HTML and Python. I'm really good at HTML and Python. Then I'm an intermediate at CSS. And I know the basics of JavaScript. And I'm also learning Swift. And currently I'm learning two programming languages. Those are C# for game development and the other is JavaScript. So my future aims
mainly
are
focused in front-end web development part, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So my future aims are that I have a startup called Conic Seeds. So I find the idea quite interesting. So I really want to grow my startup, and there's like one disadvantage there is like when I tell people that I'm 11 years old, so they're like, oh, you're just a kid, you can't handle startups, what will you do, your startup will fail and stuff. So
the typical Indian stereotype, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's troublesome.
Yeah, so that is the point I get disappointed, and then like my parents are the ones that encourage me.
So, Ankur told that you brought this Euro, this drone, what do we say? Which company it is from? And you brought it from USA?
Yeah. This one.
Can you show it? Oh. That's quite a mini size, right? We have also seen some quite large size one drones, right?
Yeah,
that
one's there, but it's quite heavy.
That's the one that you can carry around.
So, where did you brought it from?
Like, this is something that you can share along with your friends too. Like, it's a show-off thing, you can say.
Yeah. The show-off thing.
Yeah. So, like, whenever I fly this in my home and my friends come inside my house, they bring Nerf guns because they know I'll be flying this and then they start shooting at the drone.
Oh. I can remember this scene from 3 Idiots, right? Drone scene. Great, man. So yeah, I was asking about where did you brought it from, the drone?
I bought it from Boston.
Boston, wow. 11 year old and you visited already visited USA.
Yeah.
What was the purpose, dude?
Just for having fun.
Wow, just and fame family
guys
vacation
guys. Visiting USA.
Wow. Okay.
So one another thing is that you once told about your parents. So your parents are supportive about you learning technology and things like that.
So yeah, how do you cope up with it? You know, managing your school life studies and coding life.
Okay, so my parents are quite supportive towards me. Like if I'm doing programming, like anything I'm doing, they're quite supportive. And then like I manage my studies, like you know, online classes are going on, so every kid just
that's
like
that's a plus
know,
point.
That's a quite big plus point.
We get your feeling.
You do online classes.
Most college students breaks, will get your feeling.
Yeah, in the breaks I watch some YouTube tutorials also, and I am also currently I am learning Python, you know, from Google. They have put a course on Coursera, so yeah, I'm taking that course.
Yeah, I remember you also built something like Jarvis in Python, right?
Yeah, I have even put that on my YouTube channel.
So we have got a small brief description about all the things which Mr. Parth has already done at the age of 11, okay guys? So I must be wondering, what are the practical implications he must have drawn from all this knowledge? So Parth, please enlighten us, what all things you have already made till now with all your knowledge, please.
Okay, so I have made a lot of projects in Python. They're in my old laptop, which got broken a few days back. So I don't remember a lot.
Guy also breaks laptops.
Yeah, but some of the most good ones that I remember are like the virtual assistant, which is also on my YouTube channel. Then okay. I made an app with Kiwi. So like what it does was it prints hello world or any random thing. You would type in the text input, and there was also a button which changes the background color each time. I made a drink water notification reminder app. Then I also made a browser just like Chrome, but wow. It like some functions did not work, so that was a failure. But yeah, it like I could run things, but I could not run my Google Meet and stuff, so okay. Websites could be opened in that browser.
Tell what was a major effort, right, Anko?
Yeah, like creating a browser is a big thing. It's like even
creating
we haven't done it. Okay, so now you have built so many things. Like, so what is your major aim? Like, what do you want to accomplish by doing all this?
I want to beat Google.
Oh my god, you're gonna beat the Indian CEO, man. Wow, love
wow.
it. So Parth, you know what, I am a big fan of cinema, I'm a big fan of movies, stuff, and but I haven't started with anime and stuff. So do you have interest in movies and stuff or animes?
Yeah, I have interest in movies. Like I really love the Marvel ones, like the latest one, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Now let me ask you, what are your inspirations for doing all this?
So, the first inspiration I would say is Sundar Pichai, because I want to beat Google. So yeah, he's one of my inspirations. Then there's one kid, like when he was like around 10 or 11, he got a job at IBM Watson. So yeah.
Oh. So we all face some doubts in coding, right? When I am coding, I usually face a lot of doubts. I go to Google, I ask my friends and things like that. So when you face across a problem, what you usually do? Because like, I don't think you have a lot of friends and peers among you.
Yeah, not really. I first of all, what I use is Stack Overflow. If I'm having a problem and like that's related to my project or startup, we can say. So I ask one of the supervisors, so I ask them, or like sometimes I ask even Ankur Bhaiya if I'm having a problem.
There was a question which was revolving around my mind. So there was any person who was in your family, you know, who kind of rekindled the idea beneath you, you know?
Yes, my tattoo, he like I got a bit of motivation from him, because like he was one of the first batch of IIT. Like currently I'm taking a course from Coursera. The fun fact is he works in Coursera only, and he also had a meeting with like Obama. Like he had a startup.
Okay, so Parth, you discussed about all your upcoming aims, beating Google and stuff. So I had this question back in my mind. What are the major challenges you as an individual face?
Okay, let me tell you a story about Connex. So like when we had the first meeting, so like they heard my voice and they were like, are you a girl or a boy? And like I used to say that I'm a boy, I'm a kid, I'm 10 years old. And, like that was 1 year back. So they were like, you're a kid, you can't handle stuff. And then they left the server I had made on Discord. So like, and also as I told you that I used to go to servers like, I told you Blue Lion, so there are many servers like Love Bubber and Mansoor Coder. So I got banned there. Like people used to call me Chintu and used to tease me like you are the white hat junior Chintu and stuff like that. And then I got banned there due to my age. But yeah, I joined many servers like Semicolon, you know, one of the greatest ones.
Parth is actually a part of us since last like 4 to 5 months, I guess. And one of the greatest thing is that he never learned through Whitehead Junior.
I also made a website. The domain is parthanand.codes. I got it for free from GitHub. Like I used my sister's ID card, and then I got their student like pack, education pack. So yeah, there's like a free hosting and stuff. So like if there are kids out who are also learning programming and watching this video, make sure get your sister's ID card or brother's ID card and post it on GitHub, and you can get that free stuff.
So Parth, like, there must be some other students like you who are willing to learn programming at your age and want to get started. So is there anything that you want to convey with them, any particular message or something that can motivate them or something?
Yes, sure. I can tell people that some resources that I used to learn. So the first thing I learned from is Code with Harry. It's a YouTube channel. Then I also watched the JS Mastery. It's also a YouTube channel. Then I took courses from Coursera. Those are mainly from Google, like the Python one and the C# one. So there's also a thing that I would like to throw light on is, like, I got selected in KBC. Like, there were four rounds. So, like, the fourth round was like the last round, and then after that you're gonna go to the KBC set and stuff. So yeah. If you're a fan of Google, then wait for 2 to 3 years or maybe 4, and you're gonna be a fan of my Google 2.0. One more disadvantage I would like to tell is, like, before this lockdown started, I was around 25 or maybe 30 kilograms, and now I'm like almost double. I'm like 40 kilograms. You can guess the level of foodiness I have. Like, you can look at the background. I'm having Maggie.
कच्ची खाएगा क्या मतलब?
चलो अरे पार्थ की सीरीज को अपन कंटिन्यू करेंगे, पार्थ के साथ बहुत वीडियो बनाएंगे,
पैसा ही पैसा होगा.
So we have learned a lot from Parth. Like, it's amazing how much you have achieved, how much you are aiming for. Like, at your age, the aim to replace Google is something that we all wish for. So it's amazing, Parth. So it's really nice interacting with you today. Also, if you want to, like, connect with Parth more, he's on our Discord and he's a team member of the Semicolon community. So join us on Discord and let's interact. So I guess we can now wind up the session. It's really nice interacting with you both, and let's hope we can catch up again sometime.